This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you with us. The warm days earlier this week may fool some of us, but winter is coming, and that means PennDOT is ready to go. They've been preparing year-round, as always, and they're ready to hit the roads with the plows and the salt trucks, whatever needs to be done to keep things safe and passable during the upcoming winter weather. We're talking today with Kim Smith, the safety press officer with PennDOT out of Montoursville's office. She's going to give us some information, and we will begin by asking her just what exactly is new in PennDOT technology this year.
Yeah, nothing, you know, new and shocking there. Generally, what we do is we look at a five-year average of how much it costs us to treat winter weather and go from there. So budgeted this year, statewide efforts is $186 million.
Does that usually work out well, that five-year thing? Or have there been spells where, we've had multiple terrible winters? And how do you balance that?
Yeah, I mean, I think they have it down to a pretty good science where, you know, they look at the weather forecasted. We meet with different meteorologists and what to expect for the winter. Actually, we have a meeting coming up very soon for that. And they do, the five-year average does work pretty well. I think what surprises people is some winters, it seems like we didn't have a lot of snow. And so they expect that we spend less, but maybe we had a lot of small incidents where it started as rain and could turn into freezing, and we have to be out there treating. So even though you don't see a large amount of snow, doesn't mean that we're not out there, you know, spending that money and treating and putting down brine, scraping smaller amounts of snow or putting down some anti-skid for smaller events.
Okay. How does today's road treatment compared to 50 years ago or whatever? Has there been a big advance in what we know and what we can use and materials and so forth?
Yeah, it's constantly evolving. They look at all different types of things. They test some different products. I know that there's areas where they've tested beet juice instead of using salt products. So they are always constantly looking at that. And they also treat differently now. So now we know how storms are going to start, what the temperatures are going to be, and we plan our treatment based on that. So if it's going to start as a rain event, for instance, brine is not a good solution for that because the rain is going to wash that brine off the road before the snow starts to fall. So we have to look at those options. So we have different tools in our tool belt, so to speak, and based on what the forecast is now, we can plan a proper treatment.
Okay. When it comes to heading out on the roadways during an event, often we hear folks from the state or PennDOT saying, hey, stay home if you can, but give me some idea of the advice you can give people that if they do have to go somewhere, what they can do, and at what point they should do everything in their power to stay home.
Right, yeah, we always strive for unnecessary travel to be avoided. In the winter weather, when there's less cars on the road, we can treat the roads better. We have more room to do that. And if you get stuck in traffic, we're going to be stuck in traffic too. So, please stay home if you can. And the preparation really starts before the winter comes. So now is the time that you can be preparing for the upcoming winter weather. So making sure that you pack a winter emergency travel kit to keep in your car in case you do get stranded somewhere. You have the things that you need to keep you warm, to keep you fed, to keep you, having a beverage, but also keeping in mind things that you might need specifically. So if you are on life-saving medication, and it's okay with the pharmacist that you keep some in your car, you need to make sure that it can withstand the cold temperatures, but you want to have that extra medication in the car just in case. If you travel with pets or a baby, you want to have pet food and formula and diapers and things like that in your car too. So now's the time that you can be preparing for that. And then when winter weather is expected, you know, make sure that you are listening to those forecasts and the travel advisories. You can check 511 PA to see what the road conditions are. And fairly new in the past few years on 511 PA, you can actually track our plows. So over 2,600 of our plow trucks have devices in it that work on cellular data.
and can track their location. So knowing that our major routes, it takes about 2 hours for the plow truck to come back through. And on our more secondary routes, maybe 3 hours, you can track our plows and see where they last were coming through your area and kind of predict when they might be coming back through. That might help you plan when it's safe to go out if you need to go out. So that's been around for a few years now, and it's growing, and more trucks are getting equipped with that equipment. Also new this year, you may see our new green flashing lights in addition to the amber lights that are on our plow trucks. And the law was passed to allow that this year. It makes them more visible and helps our drivers be safer and helps you be safer, because you don't want to crash into a plow when you're in a small car. It can definitely be detrimental to yourself. So those green flashing lights are new to PennDOT trucks this year.
I'm sure you've heard it. I know I've heard it lots of times, people saying, what is PennDOT thinking? Well, what are you thinking? when somebody sees, says, why aren't things going the way I want them to? It's not like you just go into it cold, no pun intended, but you're trying to plan this as well as possible, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I think the one thing I hear the most when I'm out and about doing community projects and community education, people are like, well, I see a plow truck just parked along the freeway. What are they doing there? Why aren't they doing anything? And I think that the big misconception is, as soon as snow starts to fall, we can plow it. And it has to be an inch or so before we can even start to plow the snow. So if you see a plow truck parked along a freeway somewhere and the snow has started and you're wondering why they're just sitting there, it's because they're waiting for it to get deep enough that they can actually plow it, but they're in place, in position, ready to go. The other thing is we do work 24 hours a day when snow is expected. So our operators are out there working 12-hour shifts. It's long and it's hard and it's tiring. And so another reason to, stay off the roads and give those drivers the space that they need to get that job done quickly and more efficiently. So there is, definitely, like I mentioned before, a science to how we treat the roads. So we are predicting, we do, whenever there is a winter storm predicted, we actually have a call with AccuWeather, and we go through the timing of the event, how it's going to start, what the wind speeds are going to be, all of that stuff. And that's how they make their plan to treat the roads. So I think, the biggest misconception would be that, we're not reacting fast enough, and it's because, the snow has to be plowable.
Okay. Generally, the only place I ever experienced that, I think, is in my neighborhood, which isn't your oversight area. That's a borough thing. But, but it is difficult for any entity to get out there. And especially when it's, we're dropping 5 inches an hour or something.
I mean, and our goal at PennDOT is to make the roads passable during the storm. So obviously, if it's snowing 5 miles or 5 inches an hour, and it takes us 2 hours to get through a route, you can imagine what that's going to look like. So, definitely, God help us if there's a 5 inch per hour snowfall. Generally speaking, 1 to 2 inches is still a heavy snowfall. And so that's why that tracking the plow is a great tool if you do have necessary travel. If you have a doctor's appointment or a medical emergency, you need to go out, you can track those plows and see where they're at. Because let's face it, the best place to be is behind the plow. They're clearing that road for you, which leads me to another point. When you are out and about and you do encounter a plow truck, please give them the space that they need. There's blind spots all around that vehicle. It's very difficult for them to see you, especially if you are within 6 car lengths back. So you want to stay back as far as you can. Make sure that you can see that driver's mirror. That way, that the driver can see you, and give them that space that they need. Don't try to pass a plow. The snow blowing over the plow blade can obscure where that blade is. And we've had, a lot of motorists think that they can safely get by that plow and then end up clipping that plow blade because it does stick out further than they expect and that they can see.
Now, is that illegal or just dumb to pass a plow?
It's not illegal. It is definitely unsafe. So I actually had the privilege of riding along during a snowstorm last year with a plow truck, just to observe it and see what they see and what happens. And we were plowing a Route 15, so it was 2 lanes in each direction. And so we had a plow on the left of us, and we were in the right driving lane. And you would be shocked at the number of cars that would not only pass us, but get in between us and the other driver that was just slightly ahead of us plowing the left lane. And it's just every time I would just cringe because I felt safe. I was in a big, heavy truck, you know, and I was up high away from them. So I felt safe in the truck, but I just couldn't imagine how they would feel if something happened to them. So definitely it's not a safe action to pass a truck. If you have to, just make sure you give them plenty of clearance space. If it's, you know, safe to pass, give them more space than you think that they need.
PennDOT does offer some online stuff that people can just go and kind of absorb all this and anything else too, correct?
Yes. Yeah, so we have on our website, which is www.penndot.pa.gov, we do have our winter services guide updated for the new year for 24-25 winter season. And it's available for free to view it or download it. And if you are a listener and don't actually live in the District 3 area and you're interested in your area, you can actually look at each district individually and also the statewide numbers. The winter guide also includes all these tips that we talked about, the, you know, emergency travel kit and know before you go, the 501 PA, and then just some other safety tips available as well.
Is there any improvement in these things that you've seen, or, you know, the other folks at PennDOT that have been there longer have seen, or is it kind of a ongoing battle to educate every new driver and, you know, as they move through the system of the age of driving?
Right. So it's, you know, we always have new drivers coming in each year. So it is especially important that we reach them because a lot of schools are dropping drivers at least the road version of it. In some schools, the classroom presentations altogether, they may include it for a couple of weeks in their health classes. So that's kind of where myself and my partner with the Highway Safety Network come in. We do go out to schools and give presentations. We go to senior centers and give a winter driving presentation each winter for free. Anybody that wants to have us come in, if there's an audience, we'll talk. So we do like to, you know, in the summertime include work zone safety, and in the wintertime, winter driving safety, especially when it comes to driving around the large pieces of equipment that are out there, removing the snow. And so it is an ongoing battle. I think overall, generally, winter driving crashes have decreased, you know, over the long span of years. But any year they can go up or down depending on how many winter seasons that we have, winter storms that we do have. So I know some people love the snow and kids love to play in the snow, but I always hope for less snow each winter just for the safety reason.
You know, in recent last couple of years, there's been a lot of difficulty in for certain industries in hiring. Has PennDOT dealing with that, or are you currently looking for winter employees?
I think we did deal with that, and maybe the past couple of years were a little bit worse than this year. I know in your area, in the Montour Columbia County area, we are almost a full complement, but we do have a few slots left. So if anybody is interested in applying, you know, please do so. But there are all kinds of temporary winter jobs. So if you're only looking for something for a few months and just are interested in the winter snow removal, we do have positions for that. But a lot of times those positions do turn into a full-time permanent position with PennDOT too. So if you're looking to get your foot in the door, you know, don't be afraid to apply for those temporary jobs.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.